Website traffic coming from search engines isn't what it used to be, and that's going to change the way radio stations have to think about their websites. So I was reading an article this week, and you may have seen it in Radio Inc. about Town Square Media. One of the things that they talked about is that the traffic to their website has dropped quite a bit since search referrals have gone down. That's across their entire network of all their radio stations. That's actually something that we can start to see a lot more of as more people get their answers directly from Google and these other AI tools that show summaries of information rather than pointing their click to a website somewhere. Now, for years, a lot of website traffic came from people who were searching for things, local news, weather, local events, contests, all kinds of stuff. Now, more and more of those answers are just showing up without the listener ever visiting your website. So the question that radio stations need to start asking is, it's not how can we get more search traffic, which we covered that last week. It's about how can we get someone straight to our website on purpose. Now, that's a completely different mindset and that one that you control the keys to. Now, like I said, we recently talked about making your content appear in AI searches. Now, that is still very relevant. Don't think that we're just bypassing that because you still want your content to appear in those AI search results. But today's conversation is about getting listeners directly to your content without them searching for anything, giving them a purpose. So you actually need to do both of these. You have to make your content good for search engines and, you know, to have your content show up in those results. But you also need to get people to your website specifically. And the great news is that our industry is actually perfect to handle this shift of what's happening because we're awesome at promoting things on air and social media and stuff like that. Now, before we get into all that, one of the first things that every station should look at is this. Your website needs a job. It's not just a place for your stream and where your contest rules sit and that sort of thing. It needs to be something that the listeners expect to go to frequently. What gets them there tomorrow and the next day and the next day and the next day? The station websites that tend to do the best online are not the ones that try to be everything to everyone. Those actually get lost in the shuffle because they're actually competing with everyone else. The TV stations and the major market news organizations and stuff like that, all right? So the ones that really excel have actually become the go-to place for a very few things that only their audience cares about. Even if their audience has moved out of town or out of the coverage area, all right? So this is really one of the easiest ways to start to make your website the home base for everything that you talk about on air. That's one of the key things is you're intentionally putting everything on the website that you're talking about on air. Every recurring feature that you mention on air should have some sort of a place on your station website every single time. This could be birthdays and anniversaries, swap shop, community calendar, local sports schedules, closings and delays, contest entries, podcasts, listener photos, obituaries, on and on and on and on and on. Anything that you talk about on air needs to be on the website in some form or fashion. Now I'm not going back to that. You need to be everything to everybody. I'm talking about the things that you're excelling at on air and that people actually tune in for needs to be on your website as well. And when talent and your promos remind listeners to go check out our website for this, they don't have to search for it. They know exactly where to go. So they don't have to go to Google and say, you know, where do I get local obituaries or my local swap shop or anything like that. They know yourwebsite.com is the place to go. So there's no reason to go and search for that. And another big one is giving people a reason to check your website even when nothing big is happening. Like those features that you're talking about on air, even when there's nothing really big happening, like, you know, I wonder if anybody's giving away something on Swap Shop that I might be interested in. Let me go check it out on the website. Even if you've missed the show live when it aired, all right? So direct traffic grows when you have a website that becomes useful every single day, not just when there's a contest, not just when there's like a major news story or anything like that. We're talking about becoming a daily habit. And that could be a daily event listings, local weather, closings, local scores, a short morning news recap. A lot of stations are doing those. Weekend things to do, job listings, community announcements. None of this stuff is flashy, but it keeps people, it's the actually the kind of stuff that people come back for. I mean, obituaries is one of the biggest traffic draws for stations to actually put obituaries on their website. I know. I have no idea why, but it is. I know a couple of websites that people keep coming back to it day after day after day just because they've opened up comments. And some of the spirited comments that people post on there is what keeps people coming back. I wonder what they said about so-and-so. Let me go check that out. So that kind of user-generated content is actually what's keeping people coming back to that website day after day. And something else that I think stations overlook is that websites are really good at things that social media is bad at. Social media is great for interruption. Websites are better at organization. That means that some of the most valuable pages on a station website might not even be posts at all. They're resources. And this goes back to what we talked about last time about, you know, your homepage might not be the most popular page on your website. It might be event calendars or election info, storm updates, festival guides, your high school sports schedules, business directories, job boards, and that sort of thing. So AI can summarize information. Facebook can show posts, but when someone needs something specific, they still want a place that they can go to and find it fast. And that's something that we need to train our listeners into making our website a daily habit. And another thing that helps a lot is making the website feel like it belongs to the listeners. Search traffic is passive. I mean, but fans, they're intentional. They're going to seek out, okay, I haven't checked out the website in a couple of days, so let me go back there and see what I've missed. Now, if someone feels connected to the station, they're much more likely to come straight to that website more often. And that can come from the simple things like behind-the-scenes posts, exclusive giveaways, personality blogs. Yes, personality blogs, listener polls, photo galleries, local artist features, podcast extras, that sort of thing. And so it doesn't mean that you have to come up with more content, really. It means that the content needs to feel like it's for your audience. Not for search engines, but it's for them. Because when they can, or they can feel that connection, that emotional response makes them want to come back time and time again. And this next one is huge. I mean, if search sends fewer people to your website now, you're going to need to find ways to bring them back yourself. That's where email and push notifications and that sort of thing really comes into play. And that's going to be incredibly important. We're talking about like morning emails, weekend event emails, breaking news alerts, closing notifications, contest reminders, new podcast alerts, score updates that appear on your mobile device. You really don't need a huge staff to do all this. You just need to do it consistently enough where your listeners expect it. And another thing that I always recommend is picking one or two things that your website can be known for. Not 10 things, just one or two. Maybe your station becomes the best place for local news or for high school sports or the most complete community calendar, the fastest storm updates, the best local music information and concert listings, Swap Shop listings, obituaries. Direct traffic comes from being the default place for someone for something, not for everything. Because like I said, those sites get lost trying to compete with everybody else, the TV stations and all this other jazz, all right? So, and don't forget about seasonal pages too. We've talked about evergreen and seasonal pages before. Some of the best returning traffic comes from things that come back year after year after year. We've seen stations do like county fair guides, football season pages that are actually sponsored, Christmas light maps, election centers, graduation coverage, storm centers, the summer concert guides, the best of your town. There's all kinds of things that you can do that are seasonal. And some of those are actually evergreen. They don't, you know, maybe they change just once a year. And so that kind of stuff is very easy to promote on the air. It's easy to sell. It's easy to remember and very easy for listeners to get back without having to search where they got that information from. They know exactly where they got it from because they probably have it bookmarked because it meant so much to them. At the end of the day, if AI keeps more people inside of search results, radio station websites can't depend on discovery the way that they used to. But radio has always been and had the advantage here because radio is built on familiarity, on connection, on being a part of someone's daily routine. We've talked about that habit. Websites can work the same way for them. Now, the stations that stay strong online won't be the ones with the most articles and the most content. They'll be the ones that give listeners a reason to come back on purpose. That means a lot of this will depend on how important you make the website sound on air, because if it's not important to you, that importance is going to trickle down to your audience. So if it's not important to you, it's probably not important to your audience, and they have no reason to come back day after day after day, all right? So that is really going to depend on you, making it sound big, making sure that all of your talent are promoting the website, that you have promos running throughout the day, giving specific information on why they should go to the website, not just, and hey, check us out online at WXYZ.com. It's got to be specific information that you're sending them to, all right? Hopefully this information has helped you. If your station website isn't doing what you needed to do anymore, or you're starting to maybe think about a change, reach out to us at skyrocketradio.com, because this is the kind of stuff that we absolutely live for, all right? So hopefully this information has helped you this week. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share this content out with your radio colleagues. Have an awesome week online, making your radio station website better. We'll see you next time.